Prabha, can you see the slide?
Yes, I can see the slide, but earlier I was not able to hear you, but now I can hear you. I think you unmuted me.
Yeah, yeah, correct. We'll start the Dhyana Chakra. Om Parthaya Pratibodhitam Bhagavatam Narayanena Swayam Vyasena Gratitam Purana Munina Madhye Mahabharatam Advaitamrita Varshini Bhagavati Ashtadashadhyayini Ambatvamanu Sandadami Bhagavat Gite Bhava Dvishini Namostute Vyasa Vishala Bhutti Pullada Vindayata Patra Netra Enatvaya Bharatatai Purnaha Prajvalito Jnanamaya Pradipaha Prapan Parijataya Totra Vetraika Panaye Jnanamudraya Krishnaya Gitamrita Duhe Namaha Sarvopanishado Ghavo Dobda Gopala Nandanaha Partho Vatsa Sudhi Bhokta Dugdam Gitamritam Mahat Vasudevasutam Devam Kamsa Chanura Mardanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vandi Jagat Gurum Bhishma Drona Tata Jayadrata Jala Gandhara Nilotpala Shalyagrahamati Kripena Vahani Karnena Velakula Ashwatthama Vikarna Ghoramakara Duryodhana Vartini Sodhina Khalu Pandavairananadi Kaivartaka Keshavah Parashariya Vachan Sarojam Amalam Gitartha Gandodhatam Nanakhyanaka Kesaram Harikata Sambodhanabodhitam Loke Sajjana Shatpadaira Harah Chetiyamanam Muda Bhuyadharata Pankajam Kalimala Pradvam Sina Shreyase Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkripatamaham Vande Paramananda Madhavam Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marut Sunvanti Divvi Savai Vedai Sangha Padakramo Panishadai Gayantiyam Samagam Dhyanavastita Tadgatena Manasa Pashyantiyam Yoginah Yasyantam Navidussura Suraganah Devayat Namaha. We'll just give another minute and we can start. சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பரியந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம் ஓகே. சோ இன் தி லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் வி வர் சீயிங் கர்ம யோகா ஃப்ரம் 4 different angles, and we said Karma Yoga is mandatory for anyone who is embarking on a spiritual journey, right? And chapter 3 mainly is focusing on Karma Yoga. Second chapter was a summary where we saw Karma Yoga as well as Jnana Yoga, right? And we also saw that Arjuna actually wanted to know how to recognize the Sita Prajna, and so he asked how does he walk, how does he speak and all, and Lord Krishna actually explained, right? So now he's focusing on Karma Yoga, Lord Krishna. And in that, in the last class, we saw Karma Yoga from 4 different angles: Ishvara Agnya, Yajnaha, as well as Yogaha, right? I just wanted to check, are you all able to hear? Because I don't want to go on if I can't. One second. Malini, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, but it's kind of keeping on, you know, stopping and coming.
Okay. Maybe it'll get settled soon, okay? Otherwise, you can WhatsApp me. Okay. So, we were seeing from 4 different angles: Ishvara Agnya, Yajnaha, Yogaha, as well as we saw the 4th angle also, which is Dharma Anushtanam. So, we saw this in fairly great detail, and it was covered in chapter in verses 8, 11, 12, 13, 14 and 15. So, we had completed the Karma Yoga from 4 different angles, and then, as I said, Krishna was taking a slight detour, right, which is what I was explaining, and that was in verse number 17, and as I told you, I had to spend a lot of time introducing that verse. We will quickly go over whatever I introduced in the last class, okay? So, Krishna says that even if you follow a Karma Yoga way of life, a person can discover abundance of peace, security and happiness, because in Karma Yoga, one learns to surrender to the Lord through Ishvara Arpana Bhava and accept anything, any result with Ishvara Prasada Bhavana. So, because of that, your Raga Dvesha or your likes and dislikes are diluted, right? Although I may, you know, plan on getting favorable results, etc., but I am able to take both victory as well as failure with similar kind of response, right? So, just like we were saying, just like, you know, you have shock absorbers on the road, right, when the car is traveling, similarly, Karma Yoga prepares you to take shocks as well as happiness in the same stride, right? So, the Raga Dvesha starts getting diluted. So, we saw that in great detail, and then we also said that very, very, very important points that we need to notice: Karma Yoga will generally improve the quality of life and get your mind prepared for Jnana Yoga. So, it doesn't mean that when you are in Karma Yoga stage, you should not get exposed to Jnana Yoga. That is not the message. You can get exposed to Jnana Yoga, but only as the mind gets refined, you are ready to absorb the teachings of the Jnana Yoga and get the full benefits of Jnana Yoga only after that, right? And actually, Swamiji jokes and he says his students will keep coming to the class, and after 5 years, 6 years, they will go and tell Swamiji, "Swamiji, you are actually teaching better now." The point is that with years of listening and years of Karma Yoga practice, our mind gets refined and we are able to receive the teaching better. So every time you go through the Gita, Bhagavad Gita class, this must be, I don't know, the fourth or fifth time, or and now I'm also teaching. Every time new aspects would get unraveled, right? Because your mind is going through further refinement in Chitta Shuddhi. Very, very important point, right? So we saw this, and then we also said that a Karma Yogi is one who is not totally satisfied with this result. He wants to improve further, right? So what is the improvement that he would want once his mind is refined, or if when he is in the process, he will go through Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam, inquiring nature of world, God and himself, right? So what he discovers at the end or somewhere in the middle of this journey is Atma is the only source of happiness in the world. So if you recollect, we talked about that mirror example. What did we say? There is a mirror, there is a frame, and there is a face, right? Now, of these, when you see yourself in the mirror, there is a reflection of the face. The mirror and the frame belong to the mirror, whereas the face belongs to an external entity face, but it is reflecting in the mirror. So it is on the mirror, but not off the mirror. Okay, very important point. Similarly, if you see, Atma Ananda alone gets reflected in the mind. And depending on the quality of the reflecting medium, the quality of the image also improves. So depending on the state of the mind, which is the reflecting medium, the Ananda will change and improve. So we, as an extension, we said we have two ways by which we can make mind reflection worthy. Very subtle point, right? One is by adjusting the external world to my specifications. My son needs to be like this. My daughter needs to be like this. They should get 99 in the exam. Or my son should be a great musician. Whatever it is. Each one of us will have a different expectation from our family members, from our office, from our boss in office, etc. Right? So we can go on changing the external factors, or Vedanta says an alternate method is by gaining self-knowledge, you change your attitude towards the world. It is easily said than done, but if you are able to do this, then your response will change. So the mind can be fine-tuned in such a way that one becomes happy through the self-knowledge, and without depending on external conditions, right? So instead of adjusting the external switch, adjust the internal switch, right? On how you respond to situations. And Shankaracharya talks about such a jnani in Bhajagovindam. He talks about a jnani who has nothing and he is happy. And he, wherever he sleeps, he can sleep. Whatever he gets, he will eat, and he will just keep moving from place to place. Whereas there is another person who is so rich, who has a beautiful bedroom with air conditioner and all this, he can't even sleep for a second, right? Because it is not the external things that actually make a difference, right? So if we are able to change our response towards the world, then we are able to achieve Purnatvam, and we say that this Purnatvam is the benefit of Jnana Yoga. In fact, Krishna compares that it is like an ocean. So whether the river or the lake or dirty water or anything comes and joins, the ocean is always Purnaha or full, right? So Krishna tells Arjuna, you can have that as your ultimate goal. That Jnana Yoga as an ultimate goal. But what is Krishna worried about? That Arjuna will run away from the battlefield. Because he is just waiting for Krishna to say, go away to Himalayas, close by also, right? So he says, Arjuna, you can have Jnana Yoga as an ultimate goal, but remember that Karma Yoga is a stepping stone, right? So look at the description of such a jnani. From a Karma Yoga yogi to Jnana Yoga is the journey. And once he reaches there, right, he will learn to discover all the happiness within himself by a change in attitude, right? Very, very important. Tasya karyam na vidyate. He does not have any pressure in life, right? And his happiness and peace does not depend on a future event or what happens. He is happy with relatives. He is happy without relatives. He is happy if children come and see him. He is happy if they don't come and see him also. He is not worried about anything, right? And Swamiji always gives this example, and I think it's a very good example. He says, suppose the Indian team is playing a 5-match series with Pakistan. That too in Pakistan, right? And there is a tension and pressure of winning the series. Now we have won the first 3 matches already, right? Now once we win the first 3 matches, the mission is accomplished. The cup is won, right? Now, certainly when they play the 4th and 5th match, they will work for success, right? Because they want success, right? There is no inner pressure. So relax, they will play the 4th and 5th match and they will win, or they will, anyway they have got the cup, right? So a jnani is one such person. He has discovered peace, security and joy. Not that he will not pursue things in life. He will very much pursue things in life. He will do a lot of work. Look at Shankaracharya. He walked all over India. He established so many mathas. He wrote so many works, both in the Advaitic field as well as in the Saguna Brahma, that is Saguna Ishwara field. So many works he has completed. But he was a jnani, and that too at a very, very young age. But that did not make him relax and sit in a corner or anything, right? So there are such acharyas who are completely, you know, they have discovered peace, security and happiness, and they continue to do their work as a normal, any other human being or more than that also, right? And without any stress, they work, right? So it is very, very important. Now Krishna says, tasya karyam na vidyate, there is no pressure, right? To put in another language, there are no struggles in life. There are a lot of activities in life, but they are no more a struggle. He does not work for fulfillment, but he works with fulfillment, right? Very, very important. So for happiness, generally there is tension associated with getting that happiness. Here for fulfillment, there is no tension, right? With fulfillment, there is joy. This is called Jeevan Muktihi. Okay? Very, very important. Jeevan Muktihi. So, in this world, he has nothing to gain through action, nothing to lose through inaction, and upon no being does he have any dependence for any purpose. And after that, there is no struggle for any karma also. Right? So, people generally have 2 kinds of pressures, right? One who does not have any employment or work. Another set who looks forward to retirement. Now, jnani is one who is comfortable with or without work. It doesn't make a difference. This difference is due to a purnatvam, right? So, in the 2nd chapter, we actually saw when a river enters, the ocean is full, and if river doesn't enter also, they don't have a problem. So, Purna Jnani does not miss anything in life, right? Tasya Kritena Artha Nasti. Varieties of karma, karma phalam, he will be doing infinite things, but none of them bother him because he is already with infinite happiness and fulfillment, right? So nothing makes a difference to him, right? So very, very important. And not performance or non-performance, results or no results, he just enjoys the process of karma and there is no negative consequence to anything, right? He is absolutely comfortable with himself. He is not dependent on external factors for satisfying Purushartha. This is called ultimate independence or moksha. Our journey, right, of our spiritual journey is from world dependence to God dependence, to self-dependence. This is our ultimate journey, right? Self-dependence makes me a jnana yogi, right? So, karmi to karma yogi to jnana yogi, right? The slide that's coming up, this slide is a very, very important slide. That's why I put 5 stars here. So what is Jeevan Mukti? People, you might have heard of this term, and you know, you will always be intrigued by this term, right? But it is a very, very simple term once you understand what, you know, we are, whatever we have learned so far, if you have understood, this will be very easy to assimilate. The spiritual journey is from world dependence to God dependence to self dependence. World dependence makes me a karmi. God dependence makes me a karma yogi. Self dependence makes me a jnana yogi. Karmi to karma yogi to jnana yogi, the journey, and finally, whatever state we are in as a jnana yogi, that is Jeevan Mukti. Okay? And if you remember, in the second chapter, Lord Krishna went to great extent to explain Sita Prajnyasya Kabasha. Literally, Arjuna asked, will he have a orange color halo around his head? Will he walk differently? Will he eat differently? Will he smile differently? Right? So, the Jeevan Mukti is actually the person's, the jnani's attitude towards life. Right? He is a fulfilled person with or without any result. Right? So, such a person is a Jeevan Mukta. Right? So, let's continue.
Tasmadasakta satatam karyam karma samachara asakto hyacharan karma paramapnoti purushah.
So, the previous two verses can lead to a question for which Lord Krishna will give the answer later. But it is worth noting that there is a possible doubt and also the answer. If a jnani has got total fulfillment, and I am sure all of us in corporate life would have this doubt, right? If a jnani has got total fulfillment with regard to peace, security and happiness, what will be the motivation for him either to live or to do anything else in life? Okay? So, for doing any action or for living, there must be some motive. Right? If I am going to discover fulfillment, then life will appear meaningless or futile. All of us must be having this doubt in our mind. Previously, I had a lot of drive and ambition because without them, I felt incomplete. The sense of incompleteness was the reason for the drive and motivation. Take for example, there is a bachelor. He feels incomplete, so he wants to get married. Right? Then they feel incomplete because they don't have a children, so they want to have children. So it keeps on continuing, right? Now, I feel incompleteness, so I am driven to do something. So there is, even Brahmaji himself, right, felt the vacuum because there was nobody else. So he created this creation, right? So this happens with an 80-year-old person, a 10-year-old person, a middle-aged person, anybody, right? So if completeness is discovered, what will be the drive, right? Lord Krishna gives the answer in the 12th chapter, right? And jnanam brings about love and compassion towards the world. Very, very important point. Which is the nature of Atma. Understandable. Now, everybody has got love and compassion as one's own true nature. But what is happening? Now our love and compassion are restricted due to ignorance and raga dvesha. So we have limited love and compassion towards our family members. Ahankara, mamakara, I, my body, my mind and my things. My profession, my family, my possessions, right? So, what does jnanam do? It removes these barriers and brings out the swarupa of love and compassion. In the 12th chapter, there is a shloka which we will see in detail. Advesha sarva bhutanam maitra karunayavacha 12:13. Okay? We will see in that. What drives a jnani is universal love and compassion. That drives him to contribute to the world according to his capacity. I always look up to Swami Dayananda Saraswati also. Look at the love and compassion he had. Even in the last few days before his death, he made sure that he visited the US, he visited his students, he came back to Rishikesh, made sure of, he gave time to everybody who came to visit him. And, you know, he was chanting Vishnu Sahasranamam till the very end with so much of love and compassion, never complaining about his health, with a smile on his face, right? So, a jnani actually is driven by his need to contribute to the world according to his capacity. And it is also not for getting joy, but with joy he contributes. That is the biggest difference, right? And the jnani may write a book, he may construct temples, in modern days he may have institutions, right? But he will do all that is, it is with love, right? There is no lack of motivation at all, right? It is just daya and prema, love and compassion, right? Therefore, Arjuna, if you want to have this Purnatvam and you want to make your life a life of continuous contribution with fullness, without expecting anything in return, including gratitude and acknowledgement. Many of us feel, at least will they, you know, be grateful, or will they acknowledge, right? Even that, if you want to discover that life, you should go through Jnana Yoga. And if you go through Jnana Yoga, you should prepare the mind. And if you have to prepare the mind, you have to go through Karma Yoga. That's smart. Therefore, Arjuna, keeping that goal, may you find time for Panchamahayajna, which are compulsory to be a Hindu, which are compulsory to avoid Pratyavaya Papam, which are compulsory for spiritual growth. Karyam Karma Samachara. Karyam Karma Samachara. May you do some achara, whatever you do, with wholeheartedness. You do with love, care and joy. Even if certain duties are boring duties, and you must do it if it is your duty, right? Like various things, whether we like it or not, we have to stand in queues, right, to go and see the God, right? So many things, whether we like it or not, there are some duties that we have to perform, and it is better to start liking those duties. So similarly for Arjuna here, fighting the war is his duty, right? Very, very important. So samachara means learn to enjoy duties which are repetitive and which tend to bore you, right? Learn to enjoy what you do, performing the duties without bothering about the consequences, right? This is not fatalistic attitude, okay? What this means is without being obsessed with the consequences. As I said, enjoy the process of karma, do detailed planning, right, for execution. All that should be done, right? Too much of emphasis and expectation on the result will cause anxiety and stress in the person. Do your best, give it your 100% with excellence, do the karma, then you can sleep peacefully in the night, right? That is what is the immediate benefit, is karmananda, instead of looking for karma phala ananda, right? So I get karmananda, and at the time of karma itself, and of course karma yoga will give chitta shuddhi, and then jnana yoga will give moksha, which is the ultimate purushartha. So paramapnoti means attains the greatest goal. So therefore always perform the action to be done without attachment, and by performing action without attachment, this attachment is to the result, raga dvesha, right? A person attains the supreme, right? So one important point here is this jivan mukti that we discussed in the last slide, one can discover without becoming a sannyasi. We need not go through external change. It does not contribute to moksha, the external change, right? It is an internal transformation. Therefore, Arjuna, your duty is what? Social harmony now, right? And Duryodhana is an obstacle in the social harmony. So it is your duty to fight this war, right? And do your action, right? Moving on. Karma naiva hi samsiddhim,
कर्मनैव हि संसिद्धिन् आस्तिता जनकादयः लोकसङ्ग्रहमेवापि सम्पश्यन् कर्तुमर्हसि.
नौ अर्जुन मे फील् डिफिडेन्स् स्टिल् रैट् बिकास् मेनी पीपल् फील् दट् इट् इस् नाट् पासिबल् टु गेट् मोक्ष इन् गृहस्थाश्रम रैट् सो अण्ड् अर्जुन आल्सो वाण्ट्स् टु रन् अवे Now Lord Krishna wants to remove the misconception of Arjuna. He thinks jnanam and moksha requires quitting the family and taking to monastic life, right? Going to place like Rishikesh, Haridwar, moksha actually cannot be attained, but he thinks that way, right? Because he wants to run away from the battlefield. Therefore Lord Krishna says sannyasa ashrama has got advantages. Remember it has disadvantages also. Similarly, Grihastashrama also has got advantages and disadvantages. The world being relative, everything has advantage and disadvantage. Therefore, Arjuna, both ashramas have their own pluses and minuses. So, be prepared to accept the disadvantages of your ashrama. And once you learn to accept, then the ashrama itself will not be a burden. You can utilize the ashrama for the pursuit of what you want, right? Your life. So in our tradition, many grihasthas have attained jnanam and moksha without being sannyasi. Very interesting this is. Of course, Swamiji quotes these examples. So I've also picked up these examples. And Lord Krishna himself will quote an example, right? So in Chandogya Upanishad, you have the famous Tattvamasi Mahavakya, right? And you have Shweta Ketu, who is the son and disciple of his father Uddalaka. And the dialogue is taking place at home. This means in the Grihasthashrama itself, father was a jnani, he became a guru to his son. Right? So this is one example in Chandogya Upanishad. In Taittiriya Upanishad, in the third chapter, the dialogue begins between a father and son. And it will say the son approached his father for jnanam, right? So, in family life also, this jnanam is possible. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, there is a dialogue, one of the most brilliant dialogues between husband and wife. Husband Yajnavalkya, he is a grihastha, right? And he is a jnani also. Of course, the conversation starts when he actually wants to take up sannyasashrama. That is a different story, different aspect. But here he is talking to Maitreyi, his wife, and they have a conversation around jnanam, right? And he's teaching Maitreyi because Maitreyi wants to learn, right? It shows that there were women jnanis also, or women students also, plus there were grihasthashrama people who were interested in jnanam, and the teaching was there, and therefore even in grihasthashrama it is possible. Now Lord Krishna quotes another example of Janaka Maharaja here, who is Janaka Maharaja, Sita's father. Other than that, we also know that Kaikeyi's father, Ashwapati, was also a jnani. Janaka was a jnani, right? So Arjuna, don't run away from responsibility. Remain where you are and do the sadhana. Become a jnani. This is the essence of this shloka, right? So, Krishna wants to give examples, and here the example is Janaka, as I said, right? In fact, other than Janaka, we also have Ajatashatru and a Brahmin discussion in Ajatashatru Brahmanam in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, right? There are so many examples, right? And here Lord Krishna says, Janaka and others have obtained liberation remaining in the duties of a ruler in Grihasthashrama. So, Arjuna, continue in Grihasthashrama and do your duties. So, abiding by duty alone, Janaka and others have attained liberation. At least considering the upliftment of the society, you must act. Right? Now, from the second line of verse 20, right, a new topic is starting. Okay? It is important to note. We had a diversion in 17 and 18. Till then it was karma yoga for the ignorant person. Okay, now there is going to be a shift in the topic, right? So in 17 and 18 he said karma yoga is important for jnana yogyata, and after jnanam karma yoga is not required, therefore jnani should do karma or not, this doubt will come, right? So in verse 18, Lord Krishna, naiva tasya krite nartha na krite neha kashchana na chasya sarva bhuteshu kashchidartha vapyapashraya. This was the 18th verse. Lord Krishna is not saying jnani should not do. Jnani can be like Ramana Maharishi, right? Quite subdued and to himself, or can be like Shankaracharya. Now Arjuna can claim he is a jnani and he wants to run away. Because earlier he has asked Chitta Prajnasya Ka Bhasha, because that is his intention at that time, right? So what is the criterion here? It's all within the mind. There is no external way of knowing whether the person is a jnani or not. So Arjuna can claim he is a jnani and say, I will go to Rishikesh. So Krishna preempts and answers saying, even if you are a jnani, you must continue your duties. So Lord Krishna says, even if you do not require karma, considering the society, you have to follow karma for dharma and the benefit of the society. This loka sangraha is a very, very important term. It's for the upliftment of the society. You have to do your duty, right? And in our tradition, we say we have three sources to find out what is the dharmic way of living. Okay, otherwise we will live according to our whims and fancies. So Prakrita Purushaha is unrefined person and Samskrita Purushaha is a refined person. So to know what is the dharmic way of life, our Shastra says there are three sources. Very, very important point. Right? First one is Purva Mimamsa, Veda Purva Bhaga says Atato Dharma Jignyasa. Veda Kila Dharma Moolam. It tells you what you should do, what you should not do. Veda, revelation from the Lord, right? So Shruti tells you. It is one source of Dharma and Adharma. We cannot, the second one is Smriti, right? So we cannot follow sometimes Smriti because there is Dharma Shastra rules, but we need people who are objective and can interpret the Smriti for the changing society, right? Because our times are changing. Manu Smriti may not be applicable today. Dharma Shastras have to be interpreted, right? So the third category is Shishtacharaha, right? So Vedas are not rigid. They understand that it has to be flexible. But so what it says, if these two are not possible, Shishtacharaha means role models in your society. The first one named is mother. Second is father, if you see, right? So, for and Lord Krishna calls them Shrestha Achara, right? Model for the child is mother. Mother influence is maximum. In fact, even inside the stomach, when the child is growing, it is very important to, make sure that the right kind of environment is there, because the child can imbibe a lot, right? It apparently the child knows if it is unwanted, right? That is why they used to do Pumsavanam, Seemandam, etc., right? And make sure that the mother is kept happy, right? Second is the father, right? Third is the guru, because guru's influence, even today, the school, the guru, the teacher in the schools influence the child quite a bit, right? And a person grows into a mature adult only when he has gone through mother's teaching, father's teaching and guru, and all three are ideal relationships, right? And four is ruler of the country, the kings, right? Now we have a problem. Father and mother must know their responsibilities, right? Very, very important. Now Arjuna is father, mother, guru is over, now ruler and then role model. So as people grow in the society, they will look up to role models. Now Arjuna is a charismatic all-rounder, an archer. He has fought in the heavens, etc. Now, he has to be a role model, right? And he has to make sure that he does everything correctly. No, he cannot run away from the bhakti field. So Lord Krishna is using that angle also. Right? So continuing.
Yadyadacharati shreshtah, yadyadacharati shreshtah, tatta devi tarojanah, tatta devi tarojanah, sayat pramanam kurute, sayat pramanam kurute, lokastadanu vartate, lokastadanu vartate.
Now, this is a very, very useful verse, right? Whatever a superior person does for a child, parents, right? Other people will also follow them, right? Like, you know, you have all these stone genes and all, right? That is also followed based on people in the, you know, society. So similarly, if these good people are not there and we have only such role models like film actors and, you know, others, then there will be nobody to follow and they will follow them, right? So similarly, the young child gets a lot from the parents. Now, if you notice, if you use swear words at home and the children pick up at a very young age, in front of guests when they use the language, there is no point in getting angry with the child and shouting, because it is the parent who has used those kind of words, right? So the child gets these kind of, you know, words from the parents first, right? And the child will repeat. Now, similarly, even traffic signals. If all of us decide not to violate, then it will be good. But unfortunately, now the person who does not violate will get more honks, right? Because people from behind start shouting, right? So it is very important that we have the elders, the lifestyle of the elders, right? Or the role models in the society is right, proper, right? And thousands of books can come, but this is the way the father or the mother behaves is very important. And very important example Swamiji gave, okay? There is a call from office, right? To the house. The child comes and picks up the phone. The father tells the child, you tell that person on the phone, my father is not there. Okay. So the child picks up the phone and tells on the phone, my father asked me to tell you that he is not there. Okay. Now, one such incident in the formative years is enough to wipe out multiple Harishchandra Puranas. It's of no use, right? And itihasa. So, life of elders is more impactful. So, father, mother, school teachers are important gurus. And punctuality. I think in schools, they are still very particular, but somewhere down the line, we miss punctuality, right? And India is known, I feel very bad when I travel abroad and people quote IST as Indian stretchable times, right? It's really, really bad, you know, but we have to make sure that these are all, punctuality is a very, very important value, discipline, okay? So, a society is refined if it can give healthy models to the children, right? Now, Anjaneya, for children is a role model. They're very happy to follow someone like Anjaneya. Now, if you look at Anjaneya and Rama in our own culture, the way they behave towards women, actually they are very good examples. For instance, Hanuman had to go and search for Sita. He feels bad that he went to the harem because that is where he thought he could find Sita, because Sita being a lady. But because he went there and he came back, he was feeling very bad. He consoles himself, saying that I have to look for Sita and I have to look for her amongst women, and therefore I have to go there and look. But his attitude towards, you know, the female or the women is seen there. And similarly, in one point, actually, Lakshmana is also asked, you know, by, I don't know that it's Rama or Hanuman, saying, are these Sita's jewelry? Okay, and then Lakshmana says, no, I only know the anklet because I haven't seen any other jewelry, right? It shows the attitude towards women in those days. These are some of the values that we got from the itihasas and Puranas, right? And Anjaneya also, with all his power, right, very important, he searches for Sita all over Sri Lanka and he's not able to find. Then he realizes, I was so overconfident that I did not even pray to the Lord. Then if you see in Sundara Kandam, in between it will come, Namo Astu Ramaya Salakshmanaya Devecha, there is a prayer. So Rama, he thinks of Rama, and then only he is able to find her in Ashokavana. Right? So all these, when we talk of these people, they are role models for different aspects. And so Lord Krishna says to Arjuna that remember that I know for you, you may not need karma for purification. He's making an assumption that he's a jnani, okay, Arjuna. And he says, you don't require for purification, for jnanam and moksha. Still, you need to do this for loka sangraha, right? So, for every other person performs only such actions, whichever a superior one performs, the world follows that which he sets as a standard. Continuing, Nami parthasti kartavyam, Nami parthasti kartavyam, Trishu kinchana, Nana vaptama vaptavyam, Nana vaptama vaptavyam, Vartayeva cha karmani, Vartayeva cha karmani. Now, Lord Krishna says, Arjuna, you are a hero in the society. And along with the status, responsibility comes. Therefore, do your duty not for yourself, but for the others. Right? And Lord Krishna gives himself as an example. I am an avatara, a born jnani. An avatara, you will see the difference between an avatara and a normal human, right? An avatara is a born jnani. That is the difference. He knows that he is Bhagavan's avatara, right? And once I have become your driver, right? I have to wash your horses. And as a grihastha, I had to do Pada Puja of Sudama, right? And I don't say I am the Lord. I have to kill my mama. I had to do all of this, right? So, if I am an avatara and I am doing a particular role, I have to do whatever I need to do as per that role, right? And I need not do any duty to purify my mind, right? In all the three worlds, I need not accomplish anything. What purushartha Lord Krishna has to accomplish, right? I need not get any purushartha, right? I am a Bhagavan, right? Bhagaha means sixfold wealth possessor, Bhagavan. Okay? So, we will see the definition of Bhagavan now, just for a second, from Vishnu Purana 6547. Aishwaryasya samagrasya vidyasya yashasya prishriyaha jnana vairagya yoschaiva shannam bhaga itirana. Bhagavan is one who has aishwaryam, power. He is having the status of being the controller of everything. He has courage. He has fame, yashaha, shrihi, prosperity, jnanam, knowledge, and vairagyam, freedom from any form of dependence. And what? Samagram. He has this in abundance. Bhagavan has each of these in abundance, right? And such a Bhagavan also has to, you know, do his duties when he has taken an avatara. So, there is nothing to be pursued by me in all the three worlds. There is nothing to be attained which is not yet attained by me. Still, I remain in action. Right? That is what Krishna is saying. So, there is nothing to be accomplished. But I continue to do what I have to do as per my ashrama, which is grihastha ashrama, and varna, which is kshatriya dharma. Right? So, very, very important verse.
Yadi hyaham na varteyam, yadi hyaham na varteyam, jatu karmanya tandritaha, jatu karmanya tandritaha, mama vartmanu vartante, mama vartmanu vartante, manushya partha sarvashaha, manushya partha sarvashaha.
Now, Lord Krishna says, if elders are not responsible, seniors, right, then we will have a serious problem, right? So, as I said, entire society wants to follow role models. So, we may end up in total confusion if you have wrong role models, right? Violation of harmony with respect to sociological disharmony, right? So, if I don't perform my duty enthusiastically and I do just for the sake of it, right? Because I am Bhagawan, if I do whatever I want, right? In Tamil, they say kadane, right? You can't do that. You have to do with your full involvement and commitment, wholeheartedly, right? And as a father, as a mother, you are also teaching your family members, right? And mama vatmanu vartante manushyaha sarvashaha. People will follow my way of life by all means. And people will always follow. This aping mentality is very high among human beings. Another very beautiful example Swamiji gives is, in Rameshwaram, one man went to have a bath. Okay, he wanted to have a bath in the ocean. He had a copper vessel, right? So, I'm sure some of you might have heard of this. So, he wanted to keep it safely. So, what he did, he has to go and have a bath, right? So, he dug a small hole in the sand and he put the copper vessel and he covered it. Then he said, oh, if I cover this, when I come back, I can't find it, right? So, what did he do? He made a Shivalingam on top of that so that he can come and remove the Shivalingam and take out his copper vessel. Then he went for the bath, enjoying the ocean, right? The second person came. He saw one person in the ocean having a bath. Here he saw a Shivalingam on the sand. So, he thought in Rameshwaram, if you have to have a bath, you have to make a Shivalingam and then go and have a bath. So, he made a Shivalingam next to this man's Shivalingam and went to have a bath. Then, he was also enjoying the bath. The third person came. So, third person also said, oh, two people are having a bath. Two people have put the Shivalingam and gone for the bath. So, let me also put another Shivalingam and then go for the bath. So, by the time the first man came out of his bath, there were hundreds of Shivalingam on the beach. So, how will he find his copper vessel? So, he lost his copper vessel, right? This is what happened. And this is very common aping, right, mentality. So, if you have bad role models, then you will have the society following a wrong role model, right? So, and especially in families, children are following us. So, if we do not set a proper example, we will have a problem. There is no point in instructing. We only have to show them and then they will follow automatically. So, here in this verse, Krishna is saying, because if I do not remain tirelessly in action, that is, if I do not do work properly, the people would follow my path in every way. Oh, Arjuna, the wrong ones also, they will follow. Very, very important verse. Continuing, Utsi deyuri me lokaha. Utsi deyuri me lokaha, na kuryam karma chedaham, na kuryam karma chedaham, sankararasya chakartasyam, sankarasya chakartasyam, upahanyami maprajaha, upahanyami maprajaha. Here Krishna says, once I violate my social duty, that is Panchamaha Yajna, Swadharma also comes under that. Swadharma is one's own duties, right? Other people will also violate these rules. And consequences will not be felt immediately, right? The Lord never punishes immediately, right? Health rules also, if you violate initially, right? You don't sleep, you sleep only 2 hours, few days nothing will happen. Few months also nothing will happen. Constantly, if you violate, the consequences will be very, very bad in the long term. And there is a saying in Tamil, Arasan Nandru Kolvan, Devam Nindru Kolvan, right? So, if a person cuts a tree, right, it's not that the whole Chennai will be destroyed immediately. No. If majority is not doing that, then the trees come down and the number of buildings go up, the flats go up, then the society will suffer because we will not have proper rain, the heat will go up, etc. Right? And in Bombay, we have permanent fog in some of the areas because of the pollution, right? People can't see at all properly, right? So, Krishna says, if I do not serve as a model, then I will lead to destruction. I will cause, create chaos, right? And I have to follow the Varnashrama Dharma, right? And very important point Krishna makes is, even in the fourth chapter, he is going to talk in detail about it. What should be the basis to choose the profession? We saw this even in introduction to Vedanta. Now, Varnashrama Dharma has a provision, right? All sciences and arts must be protected, right? So, when I love what I do, then I look forward to every Monday. Otherwise, I don't want to go to office on a Monday, right? So, you will never know the physical strain if you love your work. So, profession can be based on inclination, talent, guna based, right? Choosing profession based on birth, caste is second preference. But for the sake of money, right, if you choose a profession, because, you know, today banking is paying, today IT is paying, right, it will be a big, it will be like a sword dangling around your neck, right? So, it is preferable to choose your profession based on your inclination and talent, guna, right, based on your guna. The second is by your birth. The reason is you see people in the family doing that profession, you are more inclined towards it, right? The third and definitely not at all recommended is the one just because a profession gives you money. In the long run, we will not be able to survive, right? Going to office and doing something that we do not like, right? Very, very important point this is. But here in this verse, Krishna says, if I do not perform action, all these worlds would perish and I will be the creator of confusion and I will be destroying these people. Continuing, Sakta Karmanya Vidvamsaha, Sakta Karmanya Vidvamsaha, Yatha Kurvanti Bharata, Yatha Kurvanti Bharata, Kuryad Vidvamsata Saktaha, Kuryad Vidvamsata Saktaha, Chikirshur Loka Sangraham, Chikirshur Loka Sangraham. Now, Krishna had pointed out that both Jnani and Ajnani both have to do karma, right? Jnani not for purity or liberation, but serving as a model, and he called it Loka Sangraha, right? What will be the difference in their attitude? One may want to know, right? An Ajnani is not happy with himself. He has a lot of self-dissatisfaction, right? When he does any action to discover happiness, right? He is performing the action for happiness, right? Otherwise, he will have anxiety. And he is doing it for what? Completeness, expectation, or out of attachment. Whereas a Jnani is not doing the action for fulfillment. His nature is peace, security and fullness. Aham Purnaha Asmi. So, with the sense of fulfillment, he is performing the action. He does action with happiness. That is why generally Swamijis have Ananda along with their name. Paramarthananda, Dayananda, Chinmayananda, etc. There are some differences. But mostly they will have Ananda, right? So for them, action is a sport when done with a fulfillment, right? So, O Arjuna, just as ignorant people act with attachment to action, a wise man should also act without attachment, with a desire to bring about the upliftment of the society, right? So we'll see more about this in the next class. Let's chant Purnamada. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate ओम शांति 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 ही. ओके वी कैन टेक क्वेश्चंस. One second. Okay, I don't see any hands up here. Okay, let me just. Pavitra, do you have a question? No, I think she's put there. Yeah, Pavitra?
Yes, madam. I just posted my question.
Okay, one second. Question is, when we are involved in social service, sometimes we face a lot of insults from known as well as unknown people. Even though mind is prepared to do service without any expectation, when we face insults and when we don't have anyone to stand for us or console us, during that situation, we automatically get depressed. How do we get rid of this? This actually, as you go through Karma Yoga and you know, you spend a lot of time on Shravanam and Mananam, the reactions, right, start coming down. Like I said, FIR reduction, the frequency, the impact and the recovery period. So, this is what I said. When you say you get upset or you get depressed, that will slowly start coming down, the reaction and the impact of it. And you will stop, you know, expecting certain things. And you will see the difference over a period of time. Okay, heaven and hell after death, where are they physically? No, they cannot be spotted physically. So, in fact, they are in different realms and we don't even know what is the time and space concept in other lokas. Oh, your desktop is being broadcast. Oh, sorry. So, can you please show once again the 22nd shlokam slide? I will put it up. So, not a problem. You can see it afterwards. Somebody wants to see the 22nd shloka slide. Yeah. In the 18th verse, Lord says there is no need for dependency. For Purna Jnani, then how will his old age be? What if he has some dependence on old age due to sickness and all? Okay. See, when we talk about old age and dependency for physical needs, that is fine. There will be somebody who will be there to take care or not take care. But he is beyond all that. He is not going to miss if somebody doesn't come and see. Or, you know, that is what we need to know more than anything else. If he doesn't come and, visit, if there is nobody who is visiting, etc., there is no problem. He's not going to feel bad or anything. So, the emotional strength that he derives from Purnatvam is what we are talking about. Physically, he may not be able to move. He may need help, etc. That is not the dependence that we are talking about. Okay, I think there are no more questions here. And let me just see once again the. Okay, there are no more questions. So, just a reminder, I forgot to put up that slide today. Next week, our class is on 2nd March, Saturday. Okay. So, just a reminder, we will meet on 2nd March, Saturday at 8:25 p.m. Thank you.